Thanks very much, Claire. I'm Burns Fisher. I'm a member of the Board of Trustees. One of the ways we put our love into action is by giving away our Sunday collection to a worthy cause. We also accept donations to support the ongoing work of our congregation. If you'd like to give to the congregation, please place your offering in the green envelope. Everything else that's collected will go to this month's outreach offering recipient. And since this is the first Sunday of a new month, we have a new outreach offering recipient, and I'd like to invite Elaine to introduce her.
Good morning. My name is Elaine Thomas, and I am a longtime member of the social justice team. In fact, I, along with the Keatings and others, were at its inception. Bob, that means we're old. Sorry. Early on, we became connected to the American Friends Service Committee. We reached out to them for information, ideas, in-services, workshops, and much more. Most recently, we have collaborated on the New Hampshire Bail and Bond Fund. The American Friends Service Committee is a faith organization committed to putting their values of peace, justice, and the inherent worth of every person into action. Today, I would like to introduce Maggie Fogarty, who is the co-director of the American Friends Service Committee. She will provide information to us about this month's outreach collection, established in honor. Oh, there you are, Ronnie. Can you stand up so everybody can see you? Arnie and Maggie will be in the dining room after the service, so you can ask them questions, and there'll also be some literature available.
Thanks, Elaine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a pleasure to be with you. I'm being fed by your beautiful worship service, and it's just good to be a part of such a wholesome and loving community, and I see some wonderful, familiar, and friendly faces. And before I just describe to you where your contribution is going today, I want to acknowledge the phenomenal work that you've done with the New Hampshire Bail and Bond Fund, not only as you oriented toward people who were being incarcerated because of their poverty, really, and not being able to pay a bail, but now because of your great generosity and willingness to apply that capacity to immigrants in detention at the Stafford County Jail. I visited the young man that Livia Gershon helped to liberate just before Christmas. I visited him for several weeks, and I can tell you that your work to free him and enable him to be with family for Christmas and the new year brought great joy to a family that has suffered much in their life. So thank you for being bringers of liberation and happiness. So the American Friends Service Committee has been in existence for 103 years. It's a long legacy of work, of movement building for justice and peace around the world. And in New Hampshire, that work's been going on for 45 years. And for nearly 40 of them, our beloved friend Arnie Alpert has been in a leadership role, making so much possible here in New Hampshire. And as he prepares to retire in June 2020, it is important to acknowledge a profound legacy in the form of movement building for peace and justice right here in New Hampshire, advocacy for humane policies that lift people up and strengthen our communities, coalition building with wonderful partners, including the UU Action New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Council of Churches, many others doing good work, teaching and training new activists, and creating the kinds of communication that so many people rely on in order to make their offering to this work of building a healthier, more just, more dignified New Hampshire. And many of you are readers of the State House Watch newsletter, and that was created by Arnie. Arnie's work over these nearly four decades has left a permanent mark in significant campaigns, such as the 20-year campaign to create the Martin Luther King holiday in New Hampshire. And we're about to celebrate the 20th year of Martin Luther King state holiday here in New Hampshire in just 2 short weeks. The 20-year campaign to abolish the death penalty, which saw such a significant victory just a few months ago in the legislature, and now New Hampshire has abolished its death penalty. In campaigns for immigrant justice, for the rights and well-being of imprisoned people, and for economic justice in the form of wages, the right to organize a union, the impacts of U.S. trade policy on all of us. And it's the way that Arnie works that has generated so much love and appreciation and so much change. He raises his voice at really important moments in clear and compelling and very informed ways, leading with the values that I know we share of equality and integrity and dignity and fairness. And he defines a problem and the work to be done with a belief in the ongoing possibility that we can do better if we work together. It's also the way that he works continuously inviting new people into this work with a special dedication to the leadership of those who are directly affected by the problems that we seek to address, with a special focus on bringing people of faith into this important work of social change and transformation, and the creation of the New Hampshire Voices of Faith, which this congregation is so actively involved in. Arnie was a lead creator of that. And also with a special eye toward bringing in and helping to prepare young people for this work. We are living in a time of powerful witness by young leaders, courageous young leaders in our movements for change. And Arnie has planted a seed and provided close accompaniment to so many of them. Arnie believes in preparing people to take the actions that we decide we need to take, born of our faith and values. So countless bird dog training so that we make the most of our unique position as an early primary state to make sure that presidential candidates are talking about the issues we care about for the good of the whole country and the national debate. Helping people to offer testimony and engage effectively in legislative advocacy with our state legislature and our congressional delegation. And also an increasingly greater interest, again, coming back around, more interest in nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience. And how do we do that in ways that are thoughtful and effective? And Arnie works in a way that centers the value of relationships. And relationships need fun and joy and connectivity and a lot of singing and sometimes maybe even a play about a burning social issue. And relationships means showing up for each other's events, vigils, marches, actions, rallies, presentations, and workshops. And that's how we're going to be able to be in this for the long haul, because that is what it's going to take. So Arnie being Arnie, as he saw his retirement coming on the horizon, asked our AFSC New Hampshire family to organize for an Arnie Alpert Action Fund so that we can raise funds to keep us strong during what will be a disruptive time as we lose a key leadership person and bring on a new leadership, co-leadership person, but also so that we can continue to be responsive to emerging needs and opportunities. So the goal of the Arnie Alpert Action Fund is to raise $100,000 in gifts and pledges, the pledges over a 3-year period. And this will be spent down. It's not going to sit in a bank somewhere. It's going to be spent down over 5 years on core programs, on internships, and on special projects. And we did a soft launch of this at our annual event in September, but we really officially launched it on December 5 with a folk concert at the Dover Quaker Meeting House. And we are already more than 25% to our goal. So clearly it's tapping into a desire of people to acknowledge Arnie's work, to affirm the value of this work in these times, and to invest in our ongoing capacity to do this. It is going to take all of us to build and be the kind of community that we know we want to be. And the AFSC New Hampshire program under Arnie's leadership has been a place of, it has been a catalyst and a nurturing and an inspiring place for a good bit of that work to be done. So thank you for the gift you're making to that fund today. It really means a lot. There will be, for those of you who want to think about an additional individual contribution or a pledge, there are pieces of information in the fellowship room, and Arnie and I would be delighted to talk to you about that during your hospitality time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maggie and Elaine, and Arnie, thank you so much for your